The most satisfying of dramas are rooted in conflict. In the theater, characters must come into some kind of conflict with someone or something, or the resulting exercise is just words on the stage. When journalist author Lawrence Wright was commissioned to create a play about the Italian journalist Oriana Fallaci, he originally thought it would be a one-woman show. A legend for her hard-hitting, no-punches-pulled interviews with the Dalai Lama, Ayatollah Khomeini, Fidel Castro, Henry Kissinger, and others, Wright assumed that the drama of the piece would spring from Fallaci's volcanic verbal conflicts with the great men of power she confronted throughout her life. But Wright, author of the best-selling books The Looming Tower and Going Clear, eventually took a very different tack. He invented a character, a young Iranian-American obituary writer for the New York Times, and turned his one-woman show into a two-woman test of wills, as Mariam goes head-to-head with Fallaci, giving the infamously sharp-shooting interviewer a little taste of her own medicine. The resulting play, called simply Fallaci, opened a six-week run at the Berkeley Repertory Theater last week. Directed by Oscar Eustace, the play features actress Concetta Tomei playing Fallaci with a kind of fierce electric weariness, a performance that eats up the stage all around her like a black hole, even when she's doing little but sitting in her chair smoking a cigarette. As Fallaci, Tomei makes a magnificent impression, raging, sulking, watching, prodding, purring, and seducing her way through the play, as Marja Neshat, as Mariam, a bit surfacey in the role compared to Tomei, effectively evolves from hero-worshipping amateur to full-on talons-bared opponent. For all of Fallaci's positive qualities, she was full of contradictions, and Wright's play gets at a great number of them, including her willingness to play fast and loose with the facts in the interest of presenting what she thought was an even more accurate truth. In her later years, for all purposes a hermit in her New York City apartment, having not worked as a journalist in years, Fallaci responded to the events of 9/11 with a series of books and articles critical of Islam. They put her back in the public awareness. Her book, The Rage and the Pride, was so vicious in her criticism of Muslims, comparing them to rats, condemning Europe for allowing Islam to spread. Fallaci sparked riots in Italy, where anti-Muslim mobs used her words in a season of hate attacks. Through the character of Mariam, a secular Muslim, the playwright is able to challenge Fallaci's views, setting up a conflict that at times is extremely satisfying, but eventually deteriorates a bit, becoming increasingly confusing and overladen with ideas, revelations, confessions, accusations. By the end, Mariam, the clever fictional device, threatens to take over the play with her own story of sacrifice and courage in modern-day Iran. It's not bad material. Some of it is potentially riveting, but by the end of the 100-minute, no-intermission show, Wright has heaped on so much material so quickly, inventing and resolving conflicts every few minutes, that it all becomes a bit overwhelming and exhausting. That said, fueled by Tomei's must-see performance and elevated by Wright's uncanny knack for infusing every word of dialogue with sparkling, fiery passion, Fallaci, faults and all, is a play that deserves to be experienced. Fallaci runs Tuesday through Sunday, ending on April 21 at the Berkeley Repertory Theater, berkeleyrep.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.